We begin with a fable. It comes from African American folklore. One day, Brother Fox caught Brother Goose and tied him to a tree. "I'm going to eat you, Brother Goose," he said. "You've been stealing my meat." "But I don't eat meat," Brother Goose protested. "Tell that to the judge and jury," said Brother Fox. "Who's going to be the judge?" asked Brother Goose. "A fox," answered Brother Fox. "And who's going to be the jury?" "They all going to be foxes," said Brother Fox, grinning so that all his teeth showed. "Guess my goose is cooked," said Brother Goose. The fable's lesson: racism is racial prejudice plus power. Racial prejudice plus power. Racism is a form of oppression that includes not only racial prejudice, but also the exercise of power by one racial group over another. Why? In order to maintain and enhance the advantages of the oppressor group. It's American history. It is about an imbalance of power, about a dominant group and a subordinate group. Racism is racial prejudice plus power. I am a proud American, but I am ashamed of the new faces of old Jim Crow that plague our nation. The scandal of America's prison industrial complex that is disproportionately Black, brown, and poor, and continues to grow irrespective of actual crime rates. You see, there's an agenda here. The new wave of voter suppression, made possible by a 2013 Supreme Court decision that removed a key component of the Voting Rights Act. The alarming rate of minority teenagers dying from being shot unarmed with police, which has given rise to the movement Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter was started by mothers scared for their children, despite all the rhetoric. The hard realities African-American attorney Brian Stevenson reveals in his book, Just Mercy: innocent women and men, mostly people of color, incarcerated, waiting on death row. It happens all the time. And last year's attempted coup at the US Capitol, with Confederate battle flags flying on the steps and inside its hallowed halls. We'll come back to the insurrection later on. These are some of the new faces of old Jim Crow. It appears the foxes are having trouble letting go of their power. They're eating a lot of geese, hence the sermon title. I commend to you a book entitled Racial Healing: Confronting the Fear Between Blacks and Whites by Harlan Dalton. He is an African-American professor at Yale Law School. Dr. Dalton insists that racial healing will never come if we do not confront each other about race. We must take risk. We must make ourselves vulnerable. We must say to each other in mixed company all the things we are not supposed to say in mixed company. We have to let it all hang out, our fears and our hopes. Now, this is tough to do. White folks like me often hesitate because we're afraid we'll make a mistake, say something stupid, display a lack of sensitivity, or worst of all, come across as racist. The truth is, white people will probably do all these things. And here's the kicker, people of color will do them as well. We're all human beings, newsflash. Openness and honesty are the tools we need to bring about healing and reconciliation. Long-standing wounds must be opened and cleaned out and allowed to breathe, or the infection will grow worse and the wounds will fester. Racial healing can only take place if there is an honest engagement and a commitment to the struggle. To the struggle. As ex-slave and abolitionist Frederick Douglass said, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. Those who profess to favor freedom and yet depreciate agitation want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its many waters. Engagement and struggle about race. This is what it will take to reclaim our cities. This is what it will take to rescue our own souls and to restore the soul of our nation. The question becomes, are we willing to make the effort? I have long been accustomed to thinking of African Americans and other minorities as racially disadvantaged in a lot of ways, employment, education, housing, and so on. Now I've begun to take seriously the implications of the corollary of that principle, that because I am white, I am racially advantaged. Membership has its privileges, to quote the old American Express advertisement. Now I've told you how old I am. Because I am white, I go to the head of the class. I am judged by my skin color. For example, I know if I need to move, I can probably find housing I can afford in an area where I want to live. I can dress down or not answer my mail without people attribute these choices to the poverty or the illiteracy of my race. I can wander into off-limit areas of a restaurant or an office without being suspected of trying to steal. People do not say I am a credit to my race when I do well in a challenging situation. Nor are they afraid of me when I walk the street late at night. I am white and therefore privileged. This privilege confers on me certain advantages, many of which I like. But, and here's the point, so would other people who are not white if they had these advantages. This is not about things I earn because I work hard or things I achieve because of my talents. It is about advantages that are mine because of my race. From this viewpoint, racism is not about whether I am guilty of discrimination or prejudice or bigotry. It is about whether I want to preserve the advantages which come to me simply because I am white. It is about whether I continue to develop the attitudes and beliefs necessary to support those privileges and to keep them coming. It's all about the link in our culture between power and race. And this link was on full display at the US Capitol on January 6, 2021, a violent attempt to overthrow an election so to preserve white supremacy and all its privileges. I truly believe that. And I truly believe that we are in the midst of a third reconstruction. The road ahead will not be an easy one, nor should we expect it to be. Our nation is divided by race. What would this nation look like if we reached the promised land of which Dr. King dreamed? What would Chicago look like? What would this congregation look like? I don't believe all the colors of all the races will someday be blended into an anemic shade of gray shared by all. That's not the promised land. To obliterate our racial identity would also cut us off from our history and our individuality. I do believe, however, that the people of this nation will either get there together or will not get there at all. We need to talk to each other, with our neighbors, about these things, about what we hope for and what we fear. We need to talk with each other about our dreams, like the American dream that one day justice will roll down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. And when that day comes, we won't be afraid to walk the streets. Children won't go to bed hungry. Everyone will have a roof for shelter and a bed for sleeping. That will be a glorious day for everyone. Now, I know I used this on Martin Luther King Sunday, but I'm going to close again with James Baldwin, because I think it really gets to the point. It is a mighty heritage, the human heritage. It is why one must say yes to life and embrace it wherever it is found. Nothing is fixed forever and forever and forever. It is not fixed. The earth is always shifting. The light is always changing. The sea does not cease to ground down the rock. Generations do not cease to be born, and we are responsible to them because we are the only witnesses they have. The sea rises, the light fails, lovers cling to each other, and the children cling to us. The moment we cease to hold one another, the moment we break faith with one another, the sea engulfs us, and the light goes out. See the light, be the light, bear the light, share the light, be faithful torchbearers, and be blessed. Amen, and blessed be. Our benediction. May the love which overcomes all differences, which heals all wounds, which puts to flight all fears, which reconciles all who are separated, be in us and among us, now and always. And happy Black History Month, everyone.